Here's your latest weekly briefing from the Population Research Institute at pop.org. The Latin American Trump, Javier Milei, takes office. Carlos Polo, director of PRI's Iberoamerican office, reports. I arrived in Buenos Aires a couple of days after Argentina's new president, Javier Milei, was inaugurated on December 10th. And I stayed until after the Argentinians had celebrated their December 18th victory in the 2022 World Cup final. Nobody talked about anything else. If Milei's victory was historic, Argentina's victory in soccer was no less epic. And they were both the result of the efforts of truly extraordinary figures who were and are absolutely devoted to faith, family, and freedom. Everyone by now knows the sad history of Argentina's plundering at the hands of first Peronismo and then 20 years of Kirchnerism. But no one thought that an eccentric economist would be the one to eviscerate the myth of 21st century socialism, so-called, with its promotion of the gender ideology and liberal abortion laws. Only 2 years ago, anyone who dared to speak of a President Milei would have been laughed out of polite company. When he first ran for Congress, his small political party managed to win only 2 seats out of 257, his own and that of Victoria Villarruel, another pro-life leader. But then the miracle began to happen. First came the collection of signatures to enter Milei in the presidential race. Suddenly he was on the move. He blew away his rivals in TV debates with eloquence, salted with occasional hyperbole, but always true to his convictions. His popular support grew quickly, and he stunned the country by coming in second in the first electoral round. Then in the general, he won an overwhelming victory. The Argentinian deep state did its best to derail him. They failed because Milei, like Trump, is not a typical politician. He truly believes what he says and sticks to his guns, even under fire. He is pro-life with no apologies. Like Churchill, he talked of the darkness before the dawn, telling Argentinians that they would have to endure months of suffering to root out the evils of socialism before they would be able to enjoy the fruits of liberty. And this is why nearly all Javier Milei fans are also fans of soccer, especially Argentina's greatest of all time, Lionel Messi. The Argentinian victory reminded the Argentinians of who they were and what bound them together. The victorious players, led by Messi, publicly thanked God and dedicated the triumph to their families, parents, wives, and children, many of them present at the playoffs, and most especially to the long-suffering Argentine people, God, family, and country, in that order. Lionel Messi set the tone in a post-game interview. I have always said that everything depends on God and what he wants. He decides the moments. I have always felt that way, and everything that happens, happens for a reason. I have always asked him and thanked him for everything he has given me on a sporting and family level. Messi was an inspiration both on the field and off. He often publishes photos of playing with his 3 children, with his wife Antonella, his girlfriend since childhood. An Argentinian friend summed it up for me. The World Championship so resonated with the traditional values of the Argentinian people that it advanced the cultural battle for life and family by 2 decades, end quote. The results of November's elections are partly the fruit of that same victory and Lionel Messi's example. Many of Milei's voters were the same ones who saw a soccer team of men who never, ever quit, who came through many challenging games together and more skilled, and who ultimately prevailed. Javier Milei is cut from the same cloth and appeals to the same God, family, and country constituency. Although the battle to outlaw abortion in Argentina has just begun, the fact that Milei and Villarruel our now president and vice president of Argentina, is reason to be hopeful. As Messi noted, everything ultimately depends upon God, but he has certainly raised up these champions of faith, family, and freedom to help defend his little ones. This has been your latest weekly briefing from the Population Research Institute at pop.org. Thanks for listening.